I'm with David Newell from Skipton Rotary Club. Hello, David. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you, Julian.
Nice to hear you again. Back talking about another event this time, but something really new and exciting that's coming to Skipton in the autumn.
That's right, Julian. An inaugural event, the first of what we think may be many, and a really exciting day, which is going to be called Skipton Eco Day.
Okay, the clue's in the name, but fill me in. What's it all about?
Okay, so I think everyone is rightly concerned about the environment and all the various things that we should be doing and are doing. And there are a plethora of local and national companies that are all concerned with helping the environment, particularly a number of local Skipton-based companies, whether it's recycling, what we use, how we grow things, what we do. All concerned with the environment. And yet these companies seem to operate fairly independently and, no pun intended, or maybe there is a pun, plough their own furrow. Mm-hmm. And we felt that at Skipton Rotary Club we could help them by coordinating a one afternoon event that brings all these companies together and allows them to speak collectively, but also and importantly for families to give them a really good fun day and a fun event. And it's something that Skipton does so well. We had the Sheep Day recently. So the idea is that this will be a Skipton Eco Day and treasure hunt through Skipton Woods and a family fun day.
That gets me straight away because I just think they. So exciting. Everybody loves a good treasure hunt, young and old alike. And you see, the kids always enjoy looking for the clues and finding the things and then getting the prize at the end.
Absolutely. And it will be environment related. So there may be something learnt along the way. And at the end of it, then all those completing the treasure hunt, there'll be a gift for them. So there'll be good things to go and take away at the end of the day. So we really aim that all families will come away from the event thinking, what a great afternoon that was spent. They've learned something and they've had good fun.
This is on a Sunday afternoon, just in September, September the 10th. The kids have just gone back to school. It might get them inspired with some great school projects.
Well, we hope so. And, you know, I know all schools have environmental projects, and it's low-hanging fruit because kids are probably more environmentally aware than maybe some of us adults are, and so they should be because they've got longer to live through the period that is so important in our future. And already we have engaged some of the primary schools in the area who have come up with a name, because we didn't have a good name. We had Skipton Environment Day, which was a bit long and bland. Thanks to the children, they have come up with the name Skipton Eco Day, Make a Change, and they've also added the strapline of There Is No Planet B.
No Plan B, No Planet B. Yeah, that's good.
Which is superb. And on top of that, they've come up with a great logo. So when you see the logo, that has come from the schools and the title as well. So they're already involved and engaged.
And the logo itself just says what it does exactly. It's a beautiful rainbow, lots of trees and clouds and things. It just absolutely is environment through and through, isn't it? It's very well done.
It is. And there's even sheep in it as well. And the nice thing is, it almost looks like a picture of Skipton. And of course, the other reason that makes Skipton such a great location for this is that the environment is not only important for everyone, but it's a lot of our livelihoods, because this beautiful country that we live in, where would we be without it? So it's kind of, it's really key that Skipton is holding this event.
So you're looking for some help from some of the local businesses as well. You'd like them to get involved.
Absolutely. I think on two levels. First of all, we have a number of, I mentioned, organisations and groups that would like to get involved. In the town hall, those groups will have the opportunity at no cost to have a stand and tell the public what they're doing and engage with them and maybe recruit some members. So we've already got companies like Yorkshire Peat Partnership, got Yorkshire Wildlife Trust, Fairtrade Skipton, Woodland Trust, RSPB, Comply Direct, Foundation for Common Land, just to name a few that have already declared an interest to have a stand in the town hall. But we'd like to hear from others, anyone that would like to have a platform on the day to tell us all what they do. So that's at one level. But on the other level, of course, it's no charge to those exhibiting. It will be no charge to the public to come and participate as well. Clearly, there are some costs involved and we're looking for sponsorship. So if you'd like to be a sponsor and would like to get your name associated with the event, then let us know.
And that's Skipton Rotary Club. Get in touch via the Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Rotary Club of Skipton or the website.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Right. So we're looking forward to that. It's going to be a cracking day. Sunday, September the 10th.
We'll start at the town hall and then we'll go through the Skipton Woods.
Right.
And
okay.
End up at the town hall.
And then
hall.
Back at the town hall where all the events are going to be
Absolutely.
Taking place.
Yes.
So great afternoon for the family.
Absolutely.
Sounds good. David, we look forward to it. We'll catch up with you soon again before the event, find out how things are going.
Fantastic.
Great to talk to you. There's David Newell from Skipton Rotary Club.